Okay, so one of my favorite movies of all time is the movie Speed. It came out in 1994 with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock. And I've seen this movie so many times that I can recite a pretty good portion of it from memory. And this is what I'm going to do now. So, opening, elevator shaft starts panning down, kind of quiet music. All of a sudden, psh, intense, and the movie title comes up, says Speed. Music gets more intense. It keeps going like that, super intense. Then, you get this like intense drum solo, awesome breakdown. Then, you get this like orchestral violin. It sounds a lot like Terminator 2, actually. Do-nee-nee-nee-nee. Keeps going like that for a little while. And gets intense again. Then, after a while, it just gets kind of calm and you get to the bottom of the elevator shaft. And then it kind of pans away. See a door. I think it says either warning or like maintenance or something like that. But okay, door opens. Security guard looks in. He's about to go past, but all of a sudden, he looks back. He sees someone in there. So he walks forward. Kind of camera pans around the corner. You see a guy on the floor. He's the maintenance technician working on something. Security guard goes, "This area is restricted. You shouldn't be here." Technician responds, "Yeah, they called me down here as soon as some of this wiring got messed up." Security guard, "No one says, no one told about it to me. I'm gonna have to see a work order." Yeah, just a second." You can see that he picks up the sheet of paper, but then there's also something underneath the sheet of paper in the bag he picks up. He goes, "Here you go." All of a sudden, boom. Stab in the ear with a knife. Ugh, security guard falls over dead. All of a sudden, you're like, I think it's on the, I don't know, top floor. Yay, applause. Way to go. Some kind of deal or something happened. The meeting's over. People go into the elevator. One guy dude goes, "Oh, hold the elevator." And of course, everybody goes in, blah, blah, blah. Guy pushes the button. Some douchebag in the bag goes, "Thanks for pushing that, Bob. The light was on, but you never know, it could be broken." Bob responds, "Shut up." So you see people in the elevator. All of a sudden, boom, cables go. Elevator starts falling down. People are screaming, "Yeah!" You see, I think, close up of the like the floor counter. They're just going down, 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 down. Emergency brakes kick in. Elevator stops. All of a sudden, you see like people running out of the building, not alarms, sirens, like a fire truck. All of a sudden, this police car goes like huge friggin' like jump, and then it just lands it. And I don't know why they have that. Like, if you're a police officer, why would you like ruin the suspension on your car? Like, maybe a cool jump. I don't know. It's like the first couple minutes into the movie, so I guess they just needed something legit. Anyway. Two guys come out of the car. I think it's a Ford Taurus. So get out, open the trunk, get their SWAT gear, come into the building. Bunch of people already there. The captain talking to the building manager, I guess. He says, "So these are the only ways in and out of the building. All these elevators have been secured. All right, gentlemen, what we have here is 17 people in an express elevator. The only way in and out is through access panels." Someone says, "Is there anything that would prevent the elevator from falling?" Jack Traven, super badass line, goes, "Yeah, the basement." Oh, God, Keanu is amazing. So then the captain goes, "The city of Los Angeles would like to prevent that from happening, Officer Traven." Someone else, I think Harry, goes, "What's our clock?" Who's played by Jeff Daniels, another amazing actor. And some other dude who has an amazing mustache replies, "We got the call an hour ago, which gives us 27 minutes exactly." Fuck, the captain says, "Oh, the terrorist wired the hatch to open to blow. He's also wired the emergency brakes. So this puts them in the crazy but not stupid section." I don't know, so some worthy and brig verify building evac. Everyone else run a holding pattern. Move! Crap, no, before that, he also says. Oh, Jack says, Harry volunteers to examine the device. Harry goes, yeah, right. And then Captain goes, the two of you can go take a look at it. And then they go, and he goes, oh, I guess we're taking the stairs. Again, Jack Traven, like, action hero, quick, like, one-liners extraordinaire. So they run up the stairs. People are running down the stairs. They're trying to evacuate. And for some reason, Jack's counting out the floors, even though they're marking these huge fucking letters across every door. It's like, 29! Or, yeah, 28! 29! I love the way he just 30. He goes, 30! 31! 32. And, you know, move in, like, badass with his MP5, clears the floor. You know, goes up to the access panel. And for some reason... And that's what I like about the movie Speed, is like each time you watch it, you pick up on something small that you never saw the first time around. For some reason, Jack, as a SWAT officer, has a drill in his like pocket, and the drill is already like the exact specifications needed, like for the screw size for the access panel. I just thought, wow, that's kind of awfully convenient, but hey, what do I know? And they open it up, you kind of hear that kind of cool. Drilling sound. That was awful. I shouldn't do it again. You got the access panel open. People like in the elevator can hear it, and then also the terrorist can hear it as well. And the terrorist is played by Dennis, not Hoffman, Dennis Hopper. He's amazing as well. And then one thing that's cool is like in the scene where he's listening to them, like he puts his hand up to his ear, and in a story, like, the terrorist, he got his thumb blown off because he's, like, a bomb defusal technician. And, like, you see his hand, and it's just the worst prosthetic ever. Like, it looks like they put, like, some putty on his hand and just kind of molded it in there. It looks awful. It really does. But aside from that, going back to the plot. So they open the thing. They, you know, check it out. I think some people are yelling, hey, what's going on? So Jack and Harry climb down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the LAPD. You've got nothing to worry about, and we'll get you out of there as soon as possible. And it goes to Harry. Again, one-liner, king. It goes, am I lying? and then internal from the elevator, some guy goes, which we never see him again, which I thought was interesting because he kind of disappeared from the elevator. But anyway, he goes, send cops. Shouldn't they send repair guys? But anyway, I think let's see. Then Jack says, is this anyone we know? Then Harry says, I don't know, but no one I've seen before, but it's good. Fuck, there's some kind of dialogue between Harry and Jack where, I think Harry says, what do you think? And then Jack replies, I don't know, man. Or, I don't know, you're the expert. I just work here. Again, one-liners. Amazing. Then what they guys just need to kill the time, so they just start like shooting the shit and goes, all right, pop quiz. At the airport, gunman has a hostage. He's 50 feet away from the airplane. What do you do? And Jack replies, I don't know. Jack just is focused on something else. Jack, shoot the hostage. What? Yeah, go for the good wound, and he can't get to the plane with her. Or things that I'm about to take him out of the take the hostage out of the equation. Man, you crazy? You know that? Shoot the hostage. He's gonna blow it, Harry. Why? I don't know. Gut feeling. Right now, Mac outranks your gut, so we stay put. And Jack contemplates for a second. He's like, I wonder if there's something we can do about these hostages. And then Harry, we're not going to shoot him, right? And of course, they both leave, and they go to the rooftop, and badass like theme music playing. I run up there, and of course, again, Jack, no, we just take him out of the equation. God, so amazing. So then they like climb in all over the place, and they grab the hook from some kind of crane on the roof, which I don't know what's there in the first place, but I'm not a building architect, so I don't know. So they start grab the hook, run it through the some kind of pole on the roof, and I was like, "What's our time?" 6 minutes. Then cuts to interior. Jack is like upside down with the cable and the hook, like kind of Spider-Man going down towards the elevator. And so Harry's like sweating, you know, lowering him steadily. "Harry, you tell me why I took this job." He goes, "Oh, come on, 30, 40 more years of this, and you get a tiny pension and a cheap gold watch. Cool." So then Jack Pine gets lowered, and of course, conveniently, there's a hook that's the exact, or there's like a loophole that's attached to the elevator that's the exact size of the hook that Jack is holding. So he hooks it up. Then, of course, Dennis Hopper, he's like somehow can hear all this and what they're doing. They're like, "Ugh." Like, and it's like intense, not intense, but like kind of stressful music starts playing. And Dennis, I keep wanting to call him Hoffman. No, Dennis Hopper goes, "Don't fuck with Daddy," and pushes a button. Boom! Brakes are blown up. Elevator starts falling. People, you know, screaming, falling down. Let's see what else happens. Oh, like the dark humor in the movie is a little bit hilarious. Because like the building engineer. So, like, they hear the elevator falling, he goes, "Huh, usually they hit the floor by now." Like, he just doesn't give a shit. Somehow there's a hole now in the floor of the elevator, and there's, like, a person that fell through it. You kind of get, like, an upskirt shot, which was nice. And then, Harry says something like, "Mac, we need help up here." And then everybody runs up, and, you know, they start getting people out of the elevator. They get people out one by one, and for some reason there's this like dumb blonde lady who's like, no, like, "You're in the elevator, it's about to fall down, what do you mean you don't want to get out?" Jack goes up to her, "Come on, lady, come on." That was the last person getting out. Jack comes up, "Come on, why don't you take one step forward, take my hand and get out, come on," and he yells at her. And she's like crying. It pulls her up and, you know, gets her out of the elevator. And that the last like shot before the elevator finally comes crashing down is hilarious, because like you could like you see her legs like pulling through, but they're just so like inanimate and rigid that, you know, that it's like a dummy. But then of course everybody's running out. Scene after that with Harry and Jack, amazing. So they're sitting there. It's like, "Oh, it was good for me. Was it good for you?" "Yeah." "Is your watch early?" "No." "Or is your watch fast?" "No. We had 3 minutes left." "Why did he do that?" "He's losing his money." Harry says, "I don't know. Maybe he couldn't hold his wad. It's a common problem amongst middle-aged men, or so I've been told." And Jack goes, "He's here." And then Harry goes, "Could have blown that thing from Pacoima." And I had to look it up. I thought Pacoima was like some like Indonesian island or something, maybe. But apparently it's a city like that's right outside of LA. So let's see what happens next. Harry says, "So if he is in the building, he wants to stay. Why would he do that? Why would he corner himself in a building? If he's in here, he would want to stay mobile. We close off all the express elevators. What about the freight?" And then Jack like points out, "Yeah, my man." And then he go over to the elevator. He like props the doors open, sticks his pliers in there to just like hold the door open. He goes, "Will the guests please check in?" He goes, Jack, what are you doing?" And he like slides down, and I don't know. Harry's doing some weird thing where he's shaking his hand above his head. And all of a sudden, you go boom, 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 like shotgun sounds like Dennis or the terrorist is shooting at him. And Harry is standing on this like this weakened platform that's like full of holes. All of a sudden, his weight gives in. He like breaks through it, and you know, he falls in. And the terrorist has a shotgun to his head. He like grabs him by the nose, and Harry makes some really weird freaking sounds, but I thought they were hilarious. And then, what else did he do? Oh yeah, then Dennis Hopper goes to like a little control panel. Then he like tells the elevator to go to the top floor so that Jack, of course, would either be like squished by the grate of the top, or he would have to jump in. And of course, music start playing, really intense music. That seriously, the soundtrack for Speed is incredible. Anyway, Jack realizes he's about to get squished, so he jumps down. Terrorist points a shotgun at him, and he just says, "I don't think anybody would give me $3 million just for you, would they?" And he pulls the trigger, and Jack like flinches and pushes the shotgun out of his face. But then, Terrorist opens up his jacket. He's got like a bomb chest on himself, or like a chest full of like dynamite and stuff strapped to himself. And like he's got a little switch in his hand. He's like getting ready. No, pop quiz, hot shot. Got enough explosive strapped to myself to blow this building in half. What do you do? And then Jack was holding a gun to his face, but of course he can't shoot him because he doesn't want the guy to explode, I suppose. He goes, "There's 50 cops waiting for you to grab you on the first floor." "Ah, standard flanking deployment, huh? Well, then what if we get off on the third floor?" Or at least that's what they think, and I think he like actually made himself go to the garage. Scene goes to the first floor with Captain Mac. He goes, "Oh, we got activity in one of the freight elevators." At first he says, "Where do those gunshots come from? And where are Harry and Jack?" These guys, "Where we got? Oh, we got activity on one of the freight elevators." "Oh, he's going to the third floor. Everybody go there." And of course, goes back to the terrorists and Jack and Harry, and they're getting off into the parking deck. What do you say? "This has been a disappointing day, I don't mind saying." And Jack says, "Freeze, you got nowhere to go, man." And then what does Dennis Hopper say? "Oh, there will come a day where you will regret ever meeting me, boy." And Jack goes, "Mister, I'm already there." Harry. Oh, he says, "You see this stick, boy? If I drop this, they're gonna have to pick up your friend with a sponge. What do you say, friend? Are you ready to die?" Or is it, "Are you ready to die, friend? Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. In 200 years, we're gonna regret, but I have one life to give for my country to fuck you." He goes, "Harry, shut up." "Oh," no. Harry goes, "Shoot the hostage." And Jack's like, "No." And he's like, "Shut up, Harry." And he goes, "Oh, we got all the balls in the world right here, man. Give it up. You got nowhere to run." And then he shoots Harry and does like the most retarded, like, "Whoop, what are you gonna do?" Like shrug. Then terrorist drops Harry. Harry goes, "You shot me. You fuck, you shot me." And he goes, "Freeze!" And Dennis says, "Ah." And like runs off. And Jack starts going towards him, but all of a sudden, boom, explosion, and Jack gets like thrown across the room and like into the wall. Then it what cuts to the award ceremony. And like, "Oh, thanks to the brave actions of these police officers, the only lives taken on that day were of the terrorists." Oh, the only life taken that day was the terrorists. And like Harry is just like whispering to Jack, "They're giving you a medal. Giving you a medal for shooting me, you little prick." And Jack is just like just completely oblivious. "Harry, you told me to." Officer Harry Temple gets his medal. Oh, yeah, applause, applause, applause. Officer Jack Travin. Jack goes, gets his medal. And, you realize, oh my god, the terrorist's alive, because like, it shows him in his like little apartment or wherever he is, just like clapping his hands, going, "Way to go, Jack." And then he's also watching football. And so, like, he has like 50 TVs in the little room he's sitting in. Then, let's see, he goes to, oh, the police officers are having like a party. Like Mac and the bartender goes, "Here you go, my man." Harry like drinks it and like spills a little bit. He goes, "Gonna need a bib." Then Mac walks in. He's like, "Oh, time for a toast." He goes, "Talking about for keeping your thanks to the brave actions of Jack and Harry, people rescued." And he goes, "Here's to Jack for keeping calm and to Carrie for his brave actions, for his critical thinking under pressure, and here's to Jack for shooting Harry, which we have all wanted to do for a very long time. Of course, everybody like cracks up and Lenny like, oh, serious? Way to go, job? Way to go, guys, for doing your jobs and not getting dead. And for some fucking reason, someone says Mazel Tov, but okay. After that, then just like it's kind of late, you see people like drunk dancing. Then Mac, Harry, and Jack are talking. He goes, you know, we're lucky, or we did our jobs, or we're good, or something like that. I'm starting to forget now. Harry goes, you know, two inches off the mark, and they're giving that medal to my wife. Harry, come on, we did it, we won. We saved the hostages, and we got the terrorists. Harry goes, do you listen to yourself? I'm not going to be around to back you up all the time. Harry goes, alright, I'm going to go home and have some sex. And Jack says, Harry, you're going to go home and puke. And Harry goes, well, that'll be fun too. And then I think he goes to next morning. Jack's getting coffee or something, and then you see Bob, the bus driver, getting off and start talking. Hey, Jack, saw you on the TV last night. He goes, yeah, you looked fat. Just joking around. I was like, oh, come on. And the cop barista, whoever the guy is that makes the coffee, has like a Spanish accent. He goes, hey, go easy on him. Easy on him, Bob. Bob boy was out partying hard last night. And Jack goes, oh, couldn't have partied too hard, woke up alone. And then Bob says, well, last time I partied like that, I ended up married. Have any? And he kind of like gives him a playful slap. And he goes back. He goes, yeah, have a good one, Bob. And then the Spanish guy goes, hey, Jack, you forgot your muffin. And then, yeah, Jack grabs a muffin and walks outside. And this next scene, I love the cinematography behind it, because like it starts out like it's on Jack. Then does like a almost like a 180 degree kind of pan around, so you like hear the bus engine like start going off and like pans around Jack's car. All of a sudden, boom! And from like five different angles, you see this bus explode. And of course, Jack like drops everything, starts like sprinting towards the bus. And I love this like this sound of like the popping sounds of like glass breaking or something. But you hear like this popping sound like. Psh! And Jack's like has his hand up towards the flames, like, then all of a sudden you hear a phone ringing. Jack's like, what? What the fuck? Why is the phone ringing? So he goes to the phone, picks it up, and the bus driver, or not the bus driver, the Dennis Hopper says, what do you think, Jack? If you pick up all the bus driver's teeth, they'll give you another medal? He goes, Jesus, because of course he's surprised that the terrorist is alive. And then it looks like to me that, I'm trying to remember the scene now, the Dennis Hopper, he's sitting like in a car down the street, so he's like not too far away. But yeah, you know, I like if I'm watching along with a movie, I know pretty much like all the lines, but I think that's all I can recite from memory right now.